everyone. Today is the day that the comedy night starting to launch. Please listen to the ad first, and I will be back to you with the newest comedy news about how it will be. See you soon. Have you guys heard about the comedian Uncle Raja? He's so funny. With his YouTube title discussed by the egg fried rice video. He's so funny, you should check about him. He's actually acting and pronouncing like Malaysian English pronunciation, but even though it's fake, he's pretty funny. So in the video, he slammed BBC food presenter Hersha Patel's unconventional way of cooking Chinese-style egg fried rice, which includes draining the rice through a strainer after boiling. So it's pretty funny, you guys know that. Like, he intended to be a comedic video spark of a firestorm of dismay and disbelief as it ricochet around the internet, gaining more than 7 million views on YouTube and nearly 40 million on Twitter. Many viewers, including Asian American celebrities such as writer Jenny Yang, derided Patel's method for departing from how Chinese egg fried rice is traditionally made. Patel hadn't washed the rice before boiling it, and she had added too much water, so she should have used day-old rice. The scrambled egg was overcooked instead of runny. So the comedian, this Malaysian comedian, is from London and tried to diffuse the situation by filming a short clip with Patel announcing they're all planning a collaboration. So while this guy's blown up with like nobody's business, I've been trolled, Patel said in the video, claiming she had been simply presenting the BBC's recipe and that I know how to cook rice. So it's quite funny, right? The BBC has not publicly commented on their remarks. So rice is a staple ingredient in Asia and has been adapted by cuisines globally since it was first demonstrated in China more than 9,000 years ago, according to Chinese researchers. So there are countless ways to prepare rice. You can steam it, fry it, simmer it slowly and broth like Italian risotto, or scorch it to develop a crispy crunch like Iranian food. But the issue at hand goes beyond the difference in opinion on the varying method of cooking rice. The controversy over the BBC food clip and the reaction it provoked within certain Asian communities speaks to a broader, long-standing debate about the intersection of food, ethnicity, and culture, the fundamental question of who is allowed to cook what food. So countless white chefs in recent years have been accused of cultural appropriation by creating food from other ethnic groups using methods and phrases that are deemed unauthentic, disrespectful, and sometimes outright racist. Last year, for instance, an Asian food critic accused celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay of tokenism about after he launched a restaurant described in promotional material as an authentic Asian eating house. So the restaurant didn't differentiate between widely different and unique types of Asian cuisines, lumping them all together as generically Asian, and at the time of the opening, it did not appear to have any Asian chief. Japanese, Chinese, it's all Asian, who cares, wrote the critic Anjali Hui in a scathing Instagram story. So CNN reached out to Ramsay's restaurant group for comment after the initial controversy. So tokenism is when racial, ethnic, or cultural diversity is emphasized only on a symbolic level without much substantial effort to understand that culture. So in Ramsey's case, labeling a restaurant Asian without taking the time to differentiate between this individual and nuanced cuisines. So food is not just sustenance, it carries history and heritage. So which is why many people are deeply offended when these traditional methods of cooking are cast aside. So sometimes chefs don't just change up cooking method, they blatantly insert the cuisine and culture of origin. So one notorious example is that the Chinese-inspired restaurant Lucky Lee's in New York. So when it opened in 2019, the white owner said it would serve clean food that wouldn't make people feel bloated and icky afterwards, the implication being that regular Chinese food was somehow unhealthy. That sparked uproar and the restaurant closed 8 months later. Wow, what the fuck, man? That's insane. And then there are chefs who fail to acknowledge a dish's ethnic origins at all, the equivalent of whitewashing food. So the New York Times food columnist Alison Raman, also a white woman, gained internet fame for her recipe for a spicy chickpea stew with coconut and turmeric, which sounds an awful lot like an Indian and Jamaican curry. So, but in an interview with interview, she said, like, I'm like, y'all, this is not a curry. I've never made a curry. So Raman's refusal to call it a curry and her denial of its authentic background prompted critic Rosani Haddadi to call it colonialism of cuisine. Well, some people have pushed back against the idea of cultural appropriation. Sharing it different from approaching without, you know, respect, especially when the chefs who do it profit from portraying those food, is pretty crazy. So, like, the viewers' frustration are, you know, tied to the idea that there is an authentic way to cook fried rice, and Petter's errors are made worse by the fact that she's non-Chinese chef, you know, so presenting herself as an authority on the dish. So for anyone who is trying to say that there are multiple ways of cooking rice, well, of course there are, and I love them all. So this is not how you make delicious fried rice. So this is my people, the subject of this video, you know. So I think this is really a controversial topic, but at the same time, it's pretty crazy that people are boiling with hate that some, you know, white woman just cooked some rice wrongly. I think it's pretty unnecessary hate towards the woman, actually, since she didn't mean to. She just get the recipe from BBC and she just followed the way. So why are we blaming each other? Anyway, that's today's episode, and I will be back to you in a week. Thanks for listening to my podcast.